We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
This is Gresh and Fourier.
I'm retiring for good. I know the process was a pretty big deal last time, so when I woke up this morning, I figured I'd just press record and let you guys know first, so I won't be long-winded. Like, you only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year, so really thank you guys so much to every single one of you for supporting me, my family, my friends, my teammates, my competitors. I could go on forever. There's too many. Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing. Love you all.
That was Tom Brady earlier today, and well, he is, this isn't just going to be a sports story. This is a news story that Tom Brady has, after you heard it that time, he is walking away from the NFL, and we think for good.
For real this time.
Well, and you know what, Foyer? You will rarely hear me say this in the time that we are working together, but you were right. The guy walked away. I thought he was going to keep playing. I had no reason to think that this guy was going to walk away. What did you make of that emotional announcement from Brady where it felt like he was trying to hold it together at the end?
And it also feels like he just woke up and said, it's time. He'd been thinking about it. I mean, he'd been probably anticipating that moment this morning for the entire season. I'm just got to play it out. I have to muscle through it. It's been an emotional, physical mess of a year. I mean, think about all the challenges that he's been through going back to the start of camp, retiring, unretiring, lots of rumors, lots of criticism. So he wakes up in the morning and he says, that's it. I'm not surprised at all. I think no one really knows when it's really going to be finalized in your head. Like, when you can look back and say, I've done enough. I've achieved enough. I don't have anything left to prove. Like, for him, he's always going to get into, I want a challenge. I need to prove him wrong. Like, I think in every aspect of his life, he will probably make a bunch of stupid decisions and stupid investments because he knows he can overcome adversity, because he knows that he can prove people wrong. Oh, he's going to say he has a track record of it, okay? So at some point in time, I just feel like you wake up and you go, that's it. Like, I'm done. I'm done-ski. Like, I don't think it's, hey, let me think about it a little more. You just become comfortable with the future and, like, just everything in your life and the thought of, you know, going through what he went through last year and saying goodbye and being criticized for how he said goodbye. I just feel like 45 is the number. 45 was the goal. Anything else is just being obnoxious and forcing the issue and being greedy. And I don't think he needs it.
Well, the inherent problem with Tom Brady right now is that there is no one there to shove him off into the great white yonder.
What do you mean?
Meaning,
there to shove him off.
Meaning, you and Wiggy, in just listening to a little off-air conversation, you both got to points in your careers where it was time because there was no option.
Yeah.
And most athletes age out that way. It's not a criticism. Kripes played 13 years in the NFL. That's a hell of a run. So in year 14, if no one picked up the phone or if no one said, hey, we have a spot for you, the choice is kind of made for you in a way. With Tom Brady, the choice is solely his. If he woke up a week from now and said, man, I made a mistake, I'm coming back once again, then everybody would start lining up once again for Tom Brady's services. I think for most athletes, the option isn't there. That, to me, is what makes this harder for Tom Brady, is that even at 45, if it's, oh, I'd have an age 46-year-old quarterback, there'd be a couple teams who'd sign up because the guy is at that level. That's what makes him different than almost every other athlete who has ever played professional football.
And I'll say, here's what, out of everything, okay, and listen, if you want to call in and give us a Brady story or give your opinion, go ahead. Be fine.
Listen,
we're going to do it all day.
We're full-blown Tom Brady. Terp at 21 years old said something earlier today. I don't know football or Patriots without Tom Brady because – and he's a big cross-section of our audience and people in terms of what they're going through with TB12.
Here's what impresses me the most, okay, when it comes to his longevity. Okay, obviously he's a competitor. There isn't a guy that played in the league that isn't a competitor.
Right.
And of course he's a hard worker. I will say there's not many people who are – they're all hard workers. You play 7 years or more, you're a hard worker.
Yep.
Okay, you can't be in the league without being a hard worker. Well, he works harder. No, he doesn't. What impresses me is his stamina. His willingness that when the season is over and February, March kind of rolls around, it's like, okay, I gotta get in shape again. I gotta start working out. I gotta start building up, you know, some strength. That to me, and his willingness and ability to get through a season, to me, that actually leaves you before your body does. Your willingness to just deal with the season and all its challenges and all its ups and downs and all the emotions and the injuries and the losses and the wins and the unknown. That to me is what is the most impressive out of everything that I've seen him do. That alone, listen, because I'm 51. Okay, I played till I was 37. Okay, and that was, I remember the last 3 years, I didn't come close to working out as hard as I used to. But I had friends in the business, and they needed an older presence, and I didn't do much of anything. I was there as a mentor, as a guide, as a, this is how you do things, right? But I couldn't run to save my life, okay? And I was strong, but I didn't really have strength. Like, I could push weight, but I couldn't block anybody.
You didn't have functional strength at that point in your career.
No, it was like, I knew, it was like, man, I just got to get in this guy's way. And this guy had to go to the bathroom, so I got to get my 2 reps in. But they could. I was not a threat to anybody. But listen, I had built up a resume. But to me, that was always the most important, like, impressive thing to me. Because I remember when I hit 32, it's like, man, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to commit to everything that goes along.
It's about
with
the
being
process.
Success. The process was so in depth, and for him to be willing to do it until 40 freaking 5 years old, and then still be a top 5 quarterback. No, he's not, you know, Justin Herbert or any of these guys, but you put him on a team, that team is instantly better. Put him on the LA Chargers, they probably go to the Super Bowl. You put him on any of these teams that failed, they probably are in it to the end. Easily. Put him on Cincinnati. Maybe they don't have those calls. Maybe Brady gets those calls, and it's not Mahomes getting those calls. He brings so much with him, more than any other player has, other than Jordan, you'll say. He'll be compared to that. But to me, yeah, it's an unbelievably impressive career. Like, what else can you say? Like, what else? Well, what stands out to you?
No.
I mean, like, this.
Hold on.
Put the brakes on.
It's not just an unbelievably impressive career. It's the greatest career we've ever seen in the NFL.
I mean,
to me, it's inarguable.
I don't know. I mean, because there's what, length. There's success with length.
This
duration.
This dude never dropped off.
There was never a cliff.
And even in the Twitch chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, text 37937, Levis Mash, Brady had 4,700 yards and 25 touchdowns because somebody's in here hammering Brady, and it's the I'd cool the Brady sucks Jets. If this past year was the worst year for Tom Brady, where I think he either led the league or was second again in yards.
Well, number one in attempts.
Right. That's also a big problem.
In his last game, he threw it 66 times.
Right. And you knew that the team was flawed. But in terms of Brady himself, that's why it's the most amazing career we've ever seen in the NFL. No one plays at a peak past 40 unless you're a kicker or you're maybe like a Warren Moon who started a little later and had an age 41 season. Look at Vinny Testaverde's age 41 season and look at like Warren Moon. I think it was age 40 it might have been. And then...
Well, I played with Vinny at age 44.
You did?
I played with Warren Moon at 41 and 42.
And the dude you could have beat in a foot race was Vinny Testaverde on that roster.
It was funny because people used to ask me a lot about Brady. And I remember going, oh, he'll never play to his mid-40s. I was like, well, listen, I played with Warren Moon. And when Warren Moon came to the Seattle Seahawks, he was still really good. He brought in so much credibility. He still had an unbelievable arm. He was still really, really smart, really, really clever. He made the Pro Bowl when he was like 42. But then he got – here's the problem with him. Then he got hurt. Then somebody else took his spot, and at that point in time, nobody believed him anymore. So then he went to Kansas City for 2 years, and he backed up there. But he ended when he was like 44, 45.
I'm looking right now. His last year was 2000 in Kansas City at 44 years old.
Yeah.
He played one game. The year before he was in Kansas City, he played in – or sorry – 2000, at age 44, Moon played in two games and was 0-for-1 passing. Or, 0-1 record, 15-34 passing. The year before, at 43 years old, he played in one game and was 1-of-3. At 42 years old, Moon had 258 attempts, 11 touchdowns, 8 interceptions.
Yeah, so 41 is when he, yeah, but,
right
but I will say, but it was all based on injury. So his... diminished return was based on an ankle injury, a rib injury, where he couldn't recover. Now, he didn't do anything close to what Brady does.
Not even close.
As far as maintaining his flexibility, his strength, because most of the old guys, their mind is still willing to do it, okay? But their bodies say, I can't run. Every time I try to sprint, I pull my hamstring, I pull my groin. I don't want to stretch anymore. So you don't want to put the time anymore because it's painful and it kills you or drives you nuts. So you end up suffering from it when you're running around on a practice field. That never affected him. And these are only the injuries, and we can only kind of comment on the injuries that we know of. I guarantee you, I know this for a fact, actually, that he dealt with more stuff that people just don't know about because it was handled in-house, because he didn't tell anybody about it.
It was hockey-like. It was like what we hear about Patrice Bergeron. Oh, they won the cup, but he did it with a fractured leg, a punctured lung, and a brain that was scrambled. Like you always hear about it at the end of the year. There is so much to unpack. Listen, today is also about you because for two decades, Tom Brady was our football life in many, many ways. 617-779-7937. You will hear from Teddy Bruschi. You will hear from Rob Ninkovich, some of the stuff that they've said on TV earlier today. The FOF is in full effect today. Friends of Fourier have been contacted. We'll see who could drop off. Listen, Fourier has a laundry list of people in the telephone that he has. He's got numbers out the waz. Hundreds of text messages have been sent out today to the FOFs. So you never know when a former teammate of Fourier's and or Tom Brady's is going to drop in. And we want to hear a lot from you. Twitter, Gresh Fourier, WEEI.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
No matter where you work from these days, take Gresh and Fourier with you on the Odyssey app. Favorite WEEI.
It's unbelievable, you know, what these guys have accomplished all season. I'm just proud to, you know, be a part of this great group.
Your father is here for the first time this year. Your mother, after an illness for 18 months, Galen, she's here tonight. You dedicated this game to her. She has got to be beyond herself right now.
Yeah, they're all happy, so it's nice to have everybody here, and it's going to be a great celebration tonight. So thank you to all our fans, everyone back in Boston, New England, we love you. You've been with us all year. We're bringing this sucker home.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Ho.
So the best to ever do it is really walking away. I know there's a texter out of the 860s like, duh, idiots, you're falling for it again. Nah, this one's different. This one is different when you see the emotion on Tom Brady's face. Gresh Fourier, WEEI. Video is there as well. If you missed it, I know Tom Brady tweeted it out. And your reaction all day to Tom Brady. Again, whatever is sort of running through your mind, 617-779-7937. We're going to hear stories from Fourier. In fact, somebody on Twitter, and Fourier reacted to it at his Twitter, at Christian Fourier, of all 13 touchdown passes you caught from Tom Brady. Did it bring a tear to your eye when you saw that on the interwebs yesterday?
No, it actually did make my day. I was in a bad mood, and I was like, wow, this is actually
what?
Pretty cool.
Somebody, you were in a bad
mood? I was. Every now and then it happens.
Oh.
Yeah, and then sure enough, I was like, huh.
Which of the seven did it this time?
Yeah, I know, right? Jeez, get in line. You're right. That's usually it includes one of the seven. You know me already. You know me so well. It's like one of seven.
Anybody who's dealt with kids knows that you go there first.
Yeah. It is interesting, though. I always thought, you know, when you would hear, I'll just focus on football, right? Forget about Jordan and, you know, Bird or Magic or any of those guys, the legends of the legends. I always thought it was cool when, you know, they did, like, retrospectives on Joe Montana, or you saw highlights of Joe Montana or the San Francisco 49ers. Like, all the guys, or even, like, the Dallas Cowboys for that short period of time, the three that they won. I always thought it was cool listening to those guys because they never go out of style. People still want to hear the stories. They're still relevant because it's such a special time. So I feel really fortunate, lucky almost, that at one point in time in my career, I said, you know what? I'll go to New England instead of Tampa. That was literally what it came down to.
So those are the choices
I had. And Tampa ended up winning a Super Bowl that year. But I was like, you know what? Screw it. And this was before Brady was Brady. They just won. I thought it was a whole lucky situation that they would never really be able to repeat it again. Because who repeats? And, of course, they didn't. They didn't win it the second year. They actually won it the year after I got here. And then they won it again. So I feel like, wow. What an unbelievable opportunity to be part of, like, a historic team and a historic quarterback. Like, that's my Joe Montana, right? So I could say, when I tell stories, I can relate it to Brady and what he did and what it was like. But hell, there's so many damn thousands and thousands of players that were affected by this guy that got to learn from him, that got to be part of the solution. To me, feel very fortunate.
And who is a part of their career narrative? See Patrick Mahomes. You know, he's at the beginning of his sort of legendary run, and Tom Brady is still connected to him. To the phones we go. We're loaded. We're going to talk to you all day about Tom Brady, 617-779-7937. How can we not, given that this might be the greatest football player who ever lived? I don't know how anybody ends up passing him, no pun intended, in terms of longevity, consistent play, things like that. Let's go to Tim, who is in, sorry, wrong button. Tim is in Natick. First up, Aggression Fourier. Hi, Tim.
Good morning, fellas. What a day. Two quick things. First, you know, I'm happy for Brady. You know, I'm not sure if Sam Fran doesn't call when free agency opens and says give us a year with that stacked team that he might not reconsider. But either way, he is the GOAT, and I'm fortunate to have seen him. But more importantly, I want to know, Christian, are you popping champagne today like the 72 Dolphins?
Oh, yeah.
Since your record of the oldest tight end, oldest combo for a touchdown catch is still intact with Brady retiring.
Yeah, but it'd be the NFL record for oldest quarterback wide receiver connection for a touchdown. That would be myself and Vinny Testaverde. Yes, in a way, I'm very happy, and sad at the same time, but mostly happy because if he played again, that would have been broken, and that's the one. He's got enough records. He doesn't need any more.
And this will be a pass attempt on play action touchdown. And the Panthers get their first score as Christian Fourier, the veteran tight end, with a 2-yard catch. And the Panthers celebrating. They score their third touchdown.
What?
You all were getting pasted in that game, weren't you?
28-3. I was a little overexcited, okay? It's like the third touchdown of the entire year.
No, but after you described sort of where you were at that point in your football life.
Yeah, it was like a 2-yard catch.
That night, that 8-yard route you had to run was pretty tough.
I mean, 8.
It was a 2-yard touchdown, but you still had to run into the end zone.
That's true. I had to make a quick move.
Yeah, right.
It still lasts. It's still there. It's all I care about.
Let's go to Tony in Dorchester on Tom Brady regression for you. Hi, Tom. Or Tony,
hey,
excuse me.
How's it going, guys?
What's up?
Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. I want to start first of all, just to thank the healthcare team that takes care of all the athletes and the fans, and I gotta just send a shout out to the top three that have made that possible during TB12's tenure. And that would be Colleen McEminem, Sabrina Gillis, and
I don't know what the hell Tony's about.
I have
no idea what he's talking about.
He has no ability to get it out. But
no.
So obviously, so like his I don't know, what would you call him? His health team? I don't know what his PTs, like the Guerrero.
It's all run through Alex Guerrero. It's all Alex Guerrero.
Yeah. So without him, so it's funny, because there's a lot of layers to this. Can it ever be done again? Would it, ever be done again? What would have to go into it? One, you literally need somebody working on you 24 hours a day.
Right.
Every single day, 7 days a week, almost year round. For the older that you get, you just have to stay on top of it. Because
that's why I'm not buying what the earlier caller said of, if they call in March, that means Brady would have been sitting around for 6 weeks and not putting in the requisite work for him to be able to play.
But the other thing is, he retired once. I get it. Brett Favre did it a bunch of times. Totally different. He's done.
He wanted
He's
to manipulate his
back.
Situation.
Yes,
Brett Favre.
And we can get into why. Well, Brett Favre did, but. And Brady retiring, I think we could get into a whole discussion of why he was doing it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And we could easily get into why he retired when I feel like no one really thought that he wanted to retire. Because obviously, he came right back. And, the team was different. They had a lot of injuries. They were in a crappy division. If they were in a better division, they don't make the playoffs.
No doubt.
They don't make it. Their division sucked. Like, the Carolina sucked. New Orleans sucked. Atlanta sucked. I mean, they're all terrible.
And Brady played in an offense that couldn't run the ball.
They couldn't run it at all.
And he was still 25 touchdowns, 9 interceptions.
Yeah, it's amazing.
With the most amount of attempts in the league.
And I would also say probably add in the amount of times he was sacked.
Oh.
He probably wasn't sacked a lot based on how many. If you imagine, if you take every single drop back and the amount of sacks that he actually took. I mean, somebody do the math on this.
Well, there's percentage, yeah.
What would you put the sack percentage down for him this year as you're looking at? I'll put it at a little more.
I'd probably put it at 2.5%.
Yeah, I was going to say like 1.5% based on Joe Burrow, based on, any of these other quarterbacks. Matthew Stafford before he got hurt. Geno Smith, Josh Allen. All those guys, you take the best quarterbacks out there, I bet you their sack percentage based on the amount of time, obviously, it's got to be super high.
According to StatMuse, Tom Brady was sacked 22 times in, you ready for this? 733 attempts.
Okay.
So that's way lower than we thought.
No, that's my point. He doesn't get, based on the amount of times that he drops back, if you just look at –
66.8% completion percentage. I mean, it's insane. Guy almost threw for 4,700 yards, for God's sakes. And people are like, oh, it's a bad year. It's a bad year?
Well, even if you look at, let's just go to his last game. Okay, here's his last game.
Was this the playoff game?
This isn't right. This isn't the right one.
Oh, boy.
No, this is the first game. This is the first game of the regular season time.
You figure that out. Let's go to Jerry in Rhode Island on Tom Brady Regression for you. Hi, Jerry.
How you guys doing?
What's up?
How are you?
Good.
Give me a call because I want one scenario that I think Brady could maybe come back. And not that I wish injury on anyone, but what if Mac Jones gets hurt in week one? Bradley Zappi can't do it in week two? Belichick humbles himself, calls Brady, let's do this one last time. I got Bill O'Brien back, good running game, upgrade offense, another receiver.
See, I think this
would Brady make one more run at it?
See, thank you, Jerry. See, here's what I think. Here's where the delusion is going to set in.
Jesus.
Right? It's like you just, he's done. He's not coming back. Even if he was coming back, the odds of him coming back here are slim to none. Now, will he get, like, the bigger question you should have is, like, would he sign a one-day contract to retire a Patriot? How like, would he do something like that? Would he be that guy? I don't know if Brett Favre did it or not officially. I don't know if.
No, I don't think he did.
Another quarterback, Joe Montana, I think he did it, right? Because he went to Kansas City.
I think he ended up doing the ceremonial
eventually,
contract.
Even Jerry Rice did. I mean, he belongs to the Patriots. He was on loan to the Tampa Bay Bucks, and so fine. But I don't think he's coming back at all. But just going back to, so his last game, 35 of 66, 351 yards passing, one interception. He was sacked twice for 17 yards. I mean, he had a terrible game. He had a 72.2 passer rating as opposed to Dak Prescott, who had a 143.3. So, you know, his ability to just, you know, get rid of the football and not take a sack, you know, you look at his stats and be like, wow, they're not even that good, but they could have been a lot worse. Some young guy or some stupid guy, some desperate guy is taking that sack because he just wants to make the play work as opposed to Brady, who just says, screw it, it ain't going to work. He knows this from the very beginning. He throws it away.
That one-day contract thing is something we might have to unpack.
Let's do it.
Because we've already got a couple of people in the Twitch chat who are saying, no, don't do the one-day contract.
Why?
Like, some just think it's dumb. Well, some think it's dumb. Some think it's trite. And because he went somewhere else.
And won.
That's the difference.
Not just one game. If he won a Super Bowl.
If he just went somewhere else and played out the rest of his career and didn't win that championship, mm-hmm. then I think the feeling might be a little different.
His number will be retired at Tampa and New England.
Oh, the Pro Football Hall of Fame has already put out a tweet saying 2028 is going to be a big year.
Yeah.
Because they know.
Oh, of course. He'll get in before Bill.
Well, that's the thing. Some think that the Pro Football Hall of Fame, because Brady's such a slam dunk and the best ever, that it's, hey.
Let's just do it now.
Put him in now and get it over with.
And I don't think anyone would really have a problem with that. What they really should do is have a whole ceremony just for him. It should just be, all right, this year it's just going to be Brady. Imagine if you're the Hall of Fame class of 2028, and Brady's in your class also. Is anyone even paying attention to you?
So you're saying, Devin McCourty's got no shot?
Well,
no, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I'm only kidding.
Or even if it was like, imagine if it's, this doesn't matter.
Well, I'm just trying to think, who would be guys that are close to retiring or that are at that?
J.J. Watt.
Okay, J.J. Watt retired
just
this
retired.
Year.
He's a Hall of Famer. He'll be a first ballot Hall of Famer.
You're right. It'll be all about Tom Brady.
And
J.J.
Watt
and forgotten about.
Because I was pretty good, too. Never won anything.
Do you keep paying your union dues for a year and then be like, oh, I'll file my papers in 2024?
Yeah, I'm going to try to
give
it.
He doesn't need that 10 grand per year credited year check. Like, J.J. Watt doesn't need the 130 grand that they would give him when he files the retirement papers.
Well, he would get his severance.
Isn't that what it is? It's
severance.
10 grand
for every year. Yeah.
Yeah. So
was he 13 years?
I think so.
Yeah. So you'd get 130 grand.
That's right.
130K.
That's right. He doesn't need it, so he could wait a year and then be class of 24 and miss Brady.
I would say, out of respect to Brady, let's all do it. Take our names off the ballot.
It's just a one. it's a one ballot year, or maybe Bill's done and then they put them in together.
Because wouldn't you want to see, this is interesting to me, because on one hand, Brady wants to be treated like everybody else. He doesn't want like the special treatment is other than just calls that are going his way.
He's lost that power now.
But I
when
do
you're
think,
retired, people start dictating the terms for you.
I do think he's pretty sensitive to how he's viewed by his peers, other players, you know. And but under these circumstances, let's say it's J.J. Watt, and I don't even know who the other would be. I mean, I'm trying to think of like someone who would be going into the Hall of Fame in the last.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think of dudes who would have retired
who's playing
this year.
Right now,
I was gonna say, is there
who's that big tackle from the Rams, Whitworth?
Oh, Andrew Whitby, he retired last year.
Well,
so he would be on a different. He would be on a different voting.
Maybe
cycle.
He's not a first ballot Hall of Famer. Maybe he gets in the second year.
Oh, I got it. Oh, okay. The guys who would get kicked down the ladder a little bit. No,
like,
understood.
So you're even like if you're a guy that retired last year or 2 years ago, you're still probably on the same ballot as Brady. Just take my name off. I really don't want to be part of it.
Present me in 2024.
And because I would also
or present
say,
me the next year.
You probably want to give him a little bit more time. Do you want to give him more time? Is his like farewell speech longer? Does he get like Ray Lewis time? Ray Lewis, Brett Favre time?
You're not shutting Tom Brady down.
I know, but I also don't think he's going to be as arrogant and loud and as just obnoxious as Ray Lewis was when he wouldn't shut the hell up.
No, but you know what we're going to hear about.
What? Oh,
my great friend Alex. Alex.
I can tell you who he thinks first is his parents.
Of course.
Okay. Then it's Alex.
Yep. Then it's kids.
Not his wife.
Then
it's got to be his parents and his kids.
Yep.
Then it's Alex.
Then
he's
it's
third.
Alex. Right.
Then it's Bill.
Do either of the, well, ex-wife slash and or baby mama get mentioned in that? Is it Giselle and Bridget?
No. I think there's some.
Not even as a little bit of the, boy, Giselle really hate this, and nobody would rip me for thanking both of them.
Yeah.
Spite and malice 5 years later.
Here's the other thing with him. Is like, man, you God bless him. Like, he's so good at high-roading people. He just does the right thing regardless. He just does the right thing. It's just amazing what he's able to like deal with.
But if there's one
he takes
time
the high road in every
where,
situation.
You know, it's a little bit like Bill Belichick kind of flipping the finger to the whole OC search where it's I bring in a bunch of guys who I know I'm not going to hire and just hire my guy. It's the whole Tom Brady can dress it up and make it look like, wow, what a magnanimous guy.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, he knows those ladies are like, you son of a bitch.
You say my name first.
Don't you? Yeah, right. I gave you
an heir first.
That is right.
I gave you an heir.
That whole thing. And he can be like, sit back and laugh and watch him go nuts. Do you want Tom Brady on a one-day contract here? Does that really matter? 617-779-7937. Tom Brady has retired. Obviously, Tom Brady, a big part of all of our sporting lives here in New England. And hear what Teddy Bruschi had to say about Tom Brady on SportsCenter. That is next.
WEEI, New England Sports Original. And Fourier on WEEI.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go wherever you go. Just download the Odyssey app.
Second and three. Down the field. The goal! Gronkowski has it at the 2-yard line. The same play three times in a row. Element over the middle. Gronk on a seam. And the ball is perfectly thrown. And Littleton can't get there. Gronk lays out and catches it. Three plays in a row, the exact same, Jim.
We ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere. We can't be stopped now, cause it's bad boy for life. We ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere. We can't be stopped now, cause it's bad boy for life.
Oh, Tom Brady, he is going to Fox? I guess.
He is. Well, he already signed that contract.
He's
like
in.
A 10-year deal or something.
It's
like $167 million or something crazy.
$175 million.
Okay.
I think it's, or I thought it was 10 for 17 and a half a year, basically. A little more than $1 million a game.
That's the life.
Man,
that is the best job in the world. So I mean, you prep.
Wonder who is John Robinson's going to be. The way John Robinson saved old man Madden at the end. Sorry. It's always bothered me.
What?
As color analysts, you and I put in the work to freaking work hard to know our stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas not the man behind the curtain handing me little nuggets so I could say and sound smart.
Oh, listen.
Tom Brady would be breaking down defenses on the fly. It's going to be unbelievable.
Man, I love the guy that hands you the notes. I love that guy. I love the guy that's like, well,
maybe I've just learned to work without one.
Well, listen, so do I. But the point is like, okay, so I guess it's, he's already got a high paying job waiting for him. He's going to work what? They don't have the Super Bowl, so he'll work officially 20 days, something like that. 20, maybe a.
Well, you
a
know how it is. You're in on Friday. You're talking to him on Saturday. I'm sure Brady is getting, you know, the 1 o'clock kicks or whatever the national game is on Fox and hopping on the private jet and getting his ass home at night, wherever in the world he's going to live and all that. But
we're talking about a difference in lifestyle, though. You make your own, basically, you make your own hours. And yes, you get there on Friday. You know, you watch the practice on Friday. You talk to the team on Friday. Production meeting, blah, blah, blah. Okay. But like the whole week, you're just basically doing what you used to do.
Yeah. You're watching film.
You're just watching film. You're getting ideas. You're looking at this. It's like, all right. I just wonder if he's going to be any good at it.
Oh, it was 10 for 375, according to a couple of
texts. 10 for 375.
Let me Google this again and make sure.
Because the guy, without even like knowing if he's any good at it.
10 for 375, so I was wrong. So it's more like $2.5 million a game. Plus, here's really the value of Tom Brady.
It's Tom Brady?
There's that, but also whenever Fox goes to the what is called the upfronts in the advertising industry, everybody is going to want to sink their teeth into Brady. Did Brady give up his sort of promotional rights? Like within that $375 million, does Fox get to go have him do commercials for, I don't know, BMW? And
not get paid extra?
Well, yeah, because it's already baked in. I mean, you'd figure that kind of dough, you got to be giving them something. But imagine it's just the upfronts for advertisers. You know, before it was, ladies and gentlemen, here's Buck and Aikman. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Tom Brady. And you hear in the room and everybody is like throwing their account money at people at Fox because it's Tom Brady.
Oh, well, they will definitely
they're going to make a ton of dough off him.
Well, especially the games that they'll get their money back. Like Fox will get their money back.
Oh,
no doubt. Then some.
Yep.
Based on the advertising dollars that will travel with him. Anywhere Brady goes, like whoever, like they make money. He made Tampa Bay money. Ticket sales went up. Merchandise went up. They had important games. They had postseason games. They had late night games. I mean, think about like the entire city. Now, I don't know the next time we will actually talk about Tampa again. Probably never. Maybe when they like, who's going to retire as number first? Like when Tampa finally let go of Bruce Arians, when he finally decided he was going to be done, they retired his number like bam, like that. They weren't wasting any time. Or do they even retire his number? Because there's not a number retired here with the Patriots.
Well, Tom Brady will waltz into the Patriots Hall of Fame next year.
Well,
right?
Yes. And there will be.
Or do you have to wait a year after you retire?
I feel like they do. But again, I still feel like everything is special circumstances with him. But why rush it? You know, you can build it up.
Well, again,
the other thing is a statue, right? Because he will have a statue. There will be a statue somewhere with this new stadium.
You really think so?
Okay. So stadiums where there's statues that I've seen. Okay, Ray Lewis has a statue. Are you kidding me? Right in front of MT&T Bank or whatever the hell is right next to Johnny Unitas. Peyton Manning has a statue. Nick frickin' Saban has a statue.
Well, that's college.
I know, but I mean, again, true. That's true.
Doug Peterson and Nick Foles have a statue.
Oh, what? Oh, yes. Philly special. He most definitely has a statue. The question is, what action shot is it? Right?
But do you really need
Shaq, Kobe,
but
Magic?
Do you need a statue here considering
Larry doesn't have one.
But it'll be in the Patriots Hall of Fame, right? Isn't that why they built that Hall of Fame? So that they don't have to retire numbers and you don't have to technically single someone out in that way, which, you know, Bilton Hoodstein down there would rather die than have even one great former player singled out.
It's not his decision.
I know it's not his decision.
Here's what I would do. You know the steps going up to like CBS Sporting Club and like Red Robin is right there? You know those like,
oh yeah.
I always get winded going up those steps and I never want to wait for the elevator because I just suck it up and
because
deal with
it. Because you can't deal with it?
You can't
stay focused enough to wait a minute for the elevator?
So they should put like his statue up there at the top of those steps like the Rocky statue for like in that museum in Philadelphia, even though they've moved it, it's off to the side now.
Yes.
There's going to be, we're talking about, does Michael Jordan have one? Of course he does, right?
Oh, yeah, outside the United Center, absolutely. Yeah.
You're talking about one of the greatest athletes in the world. Forget about football, all of sports, just focus on the United States of America. The best, most successful in the world. So, like, why would there not be one of him for the team that he played with? I guarantee you, Tampa will probably build one. They'll probably build one first and make it look like that courtroom sketch where his face was all distorted.
His face is turning back into that now.
Like, apparently
he lost. Well, they said he lost almost like 15 or 17 pounds.
He's stressed out
from the stress of the season and the divorce and all that stuff. So I guess that maybe is how we've morphed the discussion of what is the appropriate way to be able to honor Tom Brady? Does he come back on the one-day contract to retire a Patriot? Is going into the Patriot Hall of Fame enough? Does he get a statue? And your thoughts on the career of Brady at 617-779-7937. A little bit of breaking news according to TMZ.
Uh-oh.
And this has to do with the Philadelphia Eagles. Eagles offensive lineman Josh Sills has been indicted on rape and kidnapping charges just 10 days before Philly slated to play the Chiefs in Super Bowl 57. According to prosecutors in Ohio, the charges stem from an incident that happened in Guernsey County back in December 5th, 2019. Sills is a rookie offensive lineman for the Eagles who made it as an undrafted free agent. And the officials are alleging all that stuff. What do you got?
Teddy Bruschi, when we return. Just got a text message. Let's go to break at 11 o'clock. Teddy Bruschi will join us.
Teddy next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.